From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haitian police arrest 35 people in connection with weekend attacks on police stations. The opposition claims a major election case victory in the Trinidad and Tobago courts, and the Caribbean Tourism Organization agrees that it needs to do more for its smaller member nations. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Haiti, the authorities have arrested 35 suspects after a series of armed attacks at police facilities that killed five officers. The opposition Convergence Party has denied allegations by the governor in Lavalas that the attacks were linked to a conspiracy with former soldiers to plot a coup. The attack has dampened hopes that OAS-sponsored talks between the two sides on solving the country's political crisis will take place soon. The Secretary General of the Organization of American States, Cesar Gaviria, issued a statement today condemning the violence, and he urged the authorities to conduct a proper investigation. He said the events cannot be allowed to derail the negotiating process. I spoke to Mr. Gaviria's special representative in Haiti, Ambassador Sergio Romero, and asked him what effect the weekend's events will have on prospects for further talks.
We don't have to mix what happened on Saturday and the negotiations. We don't have to do it because there is nothing between them.